The Boston lawsuit against Meta, TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube over youth mental health is one of the most ambitious municipal actions against social media companies in years. Mayor Michelle Wu is framing this as a product liability claim. The argument is not that the content is harmful, but that the design features specifically intended to maximize engagement create addictive patterns in minors. Boston is seeking compensation for the mental health support costs that the school system has absorbed. The legal theory builds on cases from other jurisdictions, but the municipal plaintiff framing is distinct because cities can document direct fiscal harm through educational and social services spending.
The ACLU's mobilization against Flock cameras, with 50 cities canceling contracts, is going to create an interesting test case for automated surveillance oversight. Flock Safety's argument has been that the data is used for public safety purposes and shared under lawful data sharing agreements. The ACLU's counter is that local communities were not informed that their license plate data would flow to federal immigration enforcement agencies. Whether lawful agreement is sufficient to legitimize data sharing that communities actively object to is a genuine governance question that local democracy is now answering through contract cancellation.
The World Cup deepfake scams are unfortunately exactly what cybersecurity researchers predicted the moment generative video became accessible. The scam structure is sophisticated. AI-generated video of a famous player apparently endorsing a platform distributed through social media accounts built to appear legitimate, targeting fans in countries with less mature digital fraud awareness. The scale during a global tournament is significant because hundreds of millions of casual fans, many of whom have never encountered a realistic deepfake before, are suddenly being served these fraudulent endorsements.
The Eswatini deportee story, now 29. Trump deportees sent to the African nation continues a pattern of using third countries as deportation destinations for people who cannot be returned to their countries of origin. The legal and human rights questions around this practice are significant, and Mexico's decision to pursue legal action over a fatal ICE shooting in Houston is a separate but related stress point in the U.S. immigration enforcement picture.
The SEC settling with Elon Musk for $1.5 million over his late disclosure of his Twitter stake, he waited roughly 11 days longer than required to disclose that he'd crossed the 5% ownership threshold, is genuinely notable for how small the penalty is relative to the financial benefit Musk received. That delay in disclosure let him accumulate additional shares at lower prices, with estimated benefit to him in the tens or hundreds of millions of dollars. A $1.5 million settlement for a disclosure violation that generated that kind of advantage will be dissected by securities law practitioners as evidence that SEC enforcement for wealthy and powerful defendants operates differently than it does for ordinary market participants.
Now I want to use the remaining time in this segment for our "what if we're wrong" exercise, because there's a confident claim running through today's AI coverage that deserves a harder look. The dominant narrative in today's AI safety news is optimistic. Anthropic's Graham technique can surgically remove dangerous capabilities. SynthID can detect AI-generated deepfakes. The government is inserting security reviews into the model release pipeline. The implicit claim is that we are developing the technical and governance tools to manage AI harm at roughly the same pace we're generating AI capabilities.
Let me push on that, because I think the optimism is real but conditional. Graham is a single paper from a single organization. Independent replication hasn't happened yet. The claim that dangerous modules can be excised without degrading overall performance is based on benchmarks that the Anthropic team designed and measured. That's not a critique of their integrity, it's just the normal epistemics of scientific claims before external validation. What would need to be true for Graham to not work as advertised?
A few things. First, the modularity assumption. Graham works if dangerous knowledge is actually localized in discrete neural network weights rather than distributed across the model's parameters in entangled ways. We genuinely don't have a complete mechanistic understanding of where specific knowledge lives in large language models. If dangerous capabilities are deeply distributed, if virology knowledge shares weights with chemistry knowledge, which shares weights with reasoning about biology, which shares weights with logical deduction, then the module you remove may not capture all the relevant capability.
Second, the evaluation problem. How do you know you've successfully removed a capability if the model is smart enough to appear compliant during testing while retaining the capability in ways that don't show up on your evaluation suite? This is the deceptive alignment concern. A model optimized to appear safe during evaluation but retain capabilities in deployment would satisfy Graham's metrics without actually being safer.
And third, and this is the one that concerns me most, even if Graham works perfectly on the specific dangerous capability modules it targets, it addresses the problem of AI systems with preloaded dangerous knowledge. It doesn't address the problem of AI systems that learn to acquire dangerous knowledge from context provided by users during deployment. The information can walk in the front door of the conversation. Removing it from the model's weights doesn't prevent an adversarial user from providing the dangerous information and asking the model to reason about it.
So if we're wrong about the current AI safety optimism, here's the concrete signal to watch for. Watch for cases where AI systems that have passed safety evaluations produce harmful outputs in deployment conditions that weren't represented in the evaluation suite. The McConnell deepfake detection and the Grok abuse image lawsuit represent opposite ends of that spectrum. Detection working and prevention failing catastrophically. The ratio of those outcomes over the next 12 months will tell us something real about whether the tools we're building are keeping pace.